Welcome to the brand new series of Green by Nature, the podcast for professionals brought to you by Greenbelt Group, the UK's leading land steward on new home developments. This is the place to be if you want a deeper understanding of what's really happening in the business of house building and land management. Every episode, we chat with experts to get to the heart of the news, views, and events. Today, we meet Sarah Williams, a renowned specialist in habitat management and maintenance, with a growing focus on biodiversity net gain.
Hi, I'm Sarah Williams, and I work at Greenbelt Group as the Ecology and Sustainability Manager. And I've been at the company now for 6 months. And as part of my role, I get to work across a lot of the different disciplines here at Greenbelt, from the operations side, which involves the day-to-day managing of the sites that we own, or in some cases manage on behalf of someone else, making sure that they're up to specification from planning conditions, and even going beyond that and seeing what we can do to further enhance the sites we've got in terms of ecology. And then I also work with the delivery team, which is when we work with developers in bringing sites that have already been built out, so residential sites that have already been built out, and we take these sites from the developers to manage. And we need to make sure that the public open space has been constructed as per the landscape plans that have been approved at planning. So I go in there and make sure that all the ecology information is kind of there, up to date, and everything that was specified in that landscape plan. So bird boxes, bat boxes, dormouse boxes, you know, meadows, or any seeding has been done and it's been done properly. Any hedgerows that meant to be planted have been done properly. Any woodland has been done properly and as per the specification. So make sure that the trees that are there are the ones that they specified actually on the plans. I also work a lot in our media team, if you've seen a lot of the LinkedIn posts recently, and make sure that I'm highlighting kind of what the good things that Greenbelt are doing, especially working with kind of like local wildlife groups, which I've been doing around quite a lot of few of our sites, which has been really good. And then I also do quite a bit with the sales and business development side of the business. And that kind of involves networking, conferences, but also kind of making sure that Greenbelt, you know, in this kind of climate, are keeping up to date with all the different legislation and the different like movements that are going on.
Since you joined Greenbelt Group in over the last 6 months, what sort of projects have you been working on?
So it's been a bit of a whirlwind of a 6 months. Been involved in a lot of different projects, but the ones that are standing out at the minute are I have joined the Malvern Vale Crayfish, White Claw Crayfish Group, and I did a weekend sort of away with them looking at white clawed crayfish that are in this ARC site that they actually took from somewhere else to protect them. So we were kind of putting out baited traps and we were making sure that the crayfish are doing well, recording the population there. And then we've gone a step further and to see what we can do as Greenbelt can look after the Whippet Brook that goes through one of our sites that has got crayfish in it. So that was a really good day, and I'm hoping in the future it can lead to raising a bit of awareness on white clawed crayfish and what people can do to help prevent them from going extinct. I've also been involved in with a local group doing some badger set repair works on a annex and a main set with a local group, which needed permission from Natural England, which we managed to get. And it was a really good weekend where we repaired some badger sets that were damaged. And we've now been like monitoring how they've been doing since that. And they've been doing really well. That was another really great weekend. I've done a lot of vegetation surveys and updating a lot of habitat management plans as part of the company, which has meant I've got to go to a lot of different sites and see a lot of the different habitats that we sort of manage, from heathland, meadows, hedgerows, scrubs, woodland. I've gone to Glenrothes, a massive woodland in Scotland, with our arbor culturist, Graham. And I got to learn a lot more about kind of tree health, tree disease, like fungi, and kind of what the things to look out for on that, which was really useful in kind of helping my job. I've definitely been monitoring some, like, a BNG site that we've got, and making sure that auditing against the BNG condition assessment and making sure that, you know, we're compliant with the targets of that habitat, which have been really good.
You mentioned BNG there, biodiversity net gain. How have you and the wider company been coping with all the mandatory BNG stuff that's been coming in?
Everyone knows BNG has become mandatory, and everyone, you know, from developers to conservationists to ecologists have been kind of grappling with what it means and what it means in practice. From a Greenbelt perspective, we've got to make sure that when we are taking public open space or habitats from developers, that, you know, they have been seeded correctly, they have been, if there's any new habitats that have been created, again, that they've been done properly and as per the specification in terms of species type. We also, when we are taking these site over, we'll do a bit of an audit around the sites, making sure that the habitats that we're taking over are either, you know, on track to meeting the target. They might not be fully established yet, or the, you know, they're at least kind of getting there. And if they aren't getting there, why? You know, so if it fails one of the conditions assessments it's meant to be passing, then kind of go back to the developer and discuss that with them. But yeah, it's making sure that each element in the habitat management plan that have been written, that we're comparing this to what's on site and making sure that they both match up. Once we've got the sites and, you know, they have been established, it's about kind of making sure that whatever monitoring is specified in the habitat management plan. So if that means auditing it in year 3, 5 and 10 is kind of the most common, that we're either doing that in-house, so that'll be me going out and making sure that they, you know, they are developing as expected, and or if they're not, kind of what changes we need to put in place to make sure that they do reach that target. Or in some cases, we could get external ecologists to go and do that. We're looking into getting an app that kind of digitizes that all for us, so that we're, you know, being really efficient when we're in the field and we're not having to carry, you know, 6 different sheets of paper with the condition assessment on and the metric on and everything. And then we'll be also looking into, like, telling, you know, telling everyone about it. You know, if all our meadows are reaching really good standard and they're looking really good, well, you know, we'd like to, you know, tell everyone that, tell the residents that. Oh, and then keeping up to date with relevant webinars, relevant conferences and training, and, you know, media posts, and kind of keeping up to date again with the wider political landscape, so the planning and infrastructure bill and how that feeds into BNG.
You mentioned lots of exciting new things for the future that you're currently working on. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about that Greenbelt Group are looking at doing over the next few years, and how your role is going to help with that?
Yeah, hopefully as, you know, biodiversity net gain sites become, you know, more established and we're sort of seeing the end of them being built and constructed, we hope to, you know, take more of these sites on and manage them and kind of show people how amazing these sites can be and what, you know, the benefits biodiversity net gain can bring. We're also hoping to that we can feed that into developing a net zero carbon strategy for the company, because we're going to own loads of sites that are going to be huge carbon sinks. In the last 6 months, I got my newt license, and I'm hoping to be able to use my newt license to survey a lot of the ponds that we've got for great crested newts on sites. But then we also would like to offer this service for developers. So when we're bringing sites over, making sure the ponds have been constructed properly, and if they need to be reconstructed, you know, I can help with that. And then also looking for the future, I'd like to, you know, gain some more licenses, or maybe like dormice, so we can start checking dormouse boxes and other things that come, other habitats that come over. And yeah, hoping to as well make sure that the residents are at the, like, front and foremost of any, you know, protected species or any vegetation surveys, that they're fully, you know, in the know of what we're doing, and that they kind of come on this journey with us, and that we engage with them.
Many thanks, Sarah. If you would like to know more about the importance of BNG and species enrichment, head to greenbelt.co.uk. Thanks for listening.